Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles, the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash. But the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming. Greetings, trashlings, and welcome to a cautious episode of Space Trash.
Love stars of the rich and Uranus. And I'm Sarah Armour.
And I'm Molly Malshine. And I got to be honest, my first instinct was not to do an episode on the alleged near catastrophic car chase that Harry and Meghan endured in New York City two nights ago.
Endured.
Yeah. But now, I mean, enough shit has come to light.
I feel that we must.
Enough shit has come to light, to quote the Big Lebowski, that there's plenty to chew on now without speculating about what happened, what their motives. We will still speculate.
Yes.
But it will feel a little classier than it would have if we did it yesterday morning.
Well, right. I think that you're nailing it, because actually my first instinct was, who did they pay to chase them around New York? So remember I said a few episodes ago, we were talking about what's going to come around the coronation. What's going to be the, you know, it's like that.
How are they going to make a splash?
Upstage. I said they're going to try to upstage with some trauma, whether Meghan has an injury, or we thought it might just be the shoes that she's sort of low level, like from the ground up infiltrating the coronation. But no, it's actually that they, like Diana, notably absent from the coronation, they got in a near death chase with the paparazzi. It's like, this is pretty convenient timing.
Yeah, it's...
For anybody that doesn't know, should we tell them?
First thing Wednesday morning, actually also, insanely enough, Nick and I were literally walking around the city in the exact place that this was allegedly going on.
At
the
time.
Yes. We went to see Some Like It Hot, which, by the way...
So good.
Amazing. Pure joy start to finish. Life-affirming, incredible. Just, they don't make them like this anymore.
Oh, yeah. Like,
it's just, it's got so many... really amazing old-fashioned old Hollywood, really fun vintagey retro kind of, like, so much tap dancing, incredible choreography. And then at the same time, without giving anything away, they've updated the
story. That was my next question. Yes,
they've updated this, because the original Some Like It Hot was a film that came out in 1959. It was a Marilyn Monroe vehicle. It was, oh god, what are their names? I forget. Me and my dad were both trying to think of their names all day.
Oh,
the two male actors that are in it, they're cross-dressing, and it's played for laughs.
Is it Tony Curtis?
Tony Curtis, yes, I think is one of them. They're cross-dressing, and it's played for laughs. It's very like, LOL, man in a dress, which obviously is not kosher.
That funny anymore.
Yeah, not funny enough on its own. Like, you know what I mean? So yes, they updated it, and they made it work. They made that storyline work for 2023 in a really... beautiful and amazing way. And I loved it. Everyone should go see it. It is going to sweep the Tonys. And after it sweeps the Tonys, it's going to be impossible to get tickets. So go see it now.
Oh my God. Okay. So I'm actually definitely going to, because for weeks it's been popping up on my Today Tix discount ticket app. Like, do you want tickets for Some Like It Hot? Do you want tickets for Some Like It Hot? And I've been thinking about it, but then nothing has like pushed me over the edge until now. Now I'm going to see it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And I saw
back.
And I saw Funny Girl on Sunday, and it was poo poo caca. I cannot even.
What you texted me brought me to my knee. I mean,
it will Patreon only that. We will Patreon only my criticism of Funny Girl, because it makes me feel like a hater and I feel bad. But then my mom and my sister both agreed with everything I didn't even bring up how bad how much I didn't like it. They brought it up at lunch afterwards. They were saying all the things I was thinking. And then Emily Nussbaum from The New Yorker tweeted that she literally walked out of the show that we were at. Wow. So I was like,
I can't believe she was even at the show you were at. You like accidentally were like brushed up against the New York elite scene. Like you were there where Harry and Meghan were, that when you saw Funny Girl, the hottest show on Broadway, you happened to be with the New York Times critic. I mean, it's just like, New Yorker, wow, Ma, or the New Yorker critic. It's like, Molly, you are really in the in.
This is why I miss New York. This shit doesn't happen in London. In London, all the famous people hang out at members only clubs. Like they aren't with the riffraff like they are in New York. And anyway, so we'll do a Patreon only at some point about why.
Dying to know.
Yeah.
One of the actresses that we thought was going to steal the show, it feels like she stole Molly's money. It was not that good.
That's it. But I will say, I mean, Some Like It Hot completely redeemed my experience. And I wish that my mom had been there and my sister had been there for that show. Instead, we brought my dad to that show. But like, it's amazing. Everyone go see Some Like It Hot. Anyway, back to the story. Meghan and Harry. So, okay, I'm going to read this FoxNews.com timeline. But basically where it starts publicly is Wednesday morning. I got a BBC News alert that said Meghan and Harry involved in near catastrophic car chase lasting nearly 2 hours.
Two-hour car chase. What is this, OJ?
Right. So we're all like, oh my God, what's going on? And then it
a two-hour car chase is like, that sounds like criminal, like they're being chased.
Right. So it sounds really, really bad. Then you find out, like the details started trickling out. You find out they're in New York City and it's like 2 hour car chase. Like, did you end up in the Poconos? What do you mean 2 hours? Or like
by the time we shook the pops, we were in Albany.
Right. You know? It's like, right. What? And then more details came out. So basically what's going on now is people are heavily disputing Meghan and Harry's version of events. You alluded to, I'm going to talk about, there are conspiracy theories on both sides. You alluded to the big anti-Harry and Meghan conspiracy, which is they tipped these people off and it didn't go their way. We have no evidence to believe that that is true. I don't think they tipped these guys off because the paparazzi kind of implied that they might have because
no.
Yeah, I'll get to that. And then the conspiracy theory on the pro Meghan and Harry side is this was an organized hit taken out by the royal family, which is also completely insane. I mean, I don't think either of these things is true based on the facts that are out there. What I think happened is, yes, there were paparazzi following them. It seems that Harry and Meghan's driver, different people are saying different things. The paparazzi, some of the photographers have released statements. Harry and Meghan's PR and their security have released statements. Both sides claim it was the other side that was driving erratically.
The reverse happened.
Literally the reverse happened. Literally, to quote Meghan. So like there's no real agreement on what actually went down, who was causing the erratic driving. In the statement that Backgrid, the photo agency, released, they said Meghan and Harry's driver was driving erratically, which made it very difficult to keep up with them, which is like, okay, then don't keep up with them. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's really easy for me and for anyone who's not been in this situation to say, pull over, don't put people's lives in danger on the road. There was one report that they were going 80 on the FDR. Like, what a fucking asshole move. Like, for me, as someone who used to live in New York City, to be visiting the city and go 80 on the FDR while you know people are following you, that is a dick move. And also at the same time, the paparazzi should have just let them go. Like, they should have just let them go. But I mean, okay, so the other big thing in this whole controversy is like legality versus morality. So it is completely legal and allowed, especially in America, for the paparazzi to follow you wherever you go. They're allowed to do that. They're not allowed to get in your way. They're not allowed to drive recklessly, but the NYPD was present for part of this, and they did not issue any summonses or tickets or anything. So the NYPD seemed to feel that, yes, the paparazzi were being annoying. The NYPD statement was that the photographers made Meghan and Harry's drive challenging. That was the word they used. But it's not.
I was going to say, like, therapy 101, though. Like, nobody makes anyone's anything. Like, the paparazzi were present, and the driver of Meghan and Harry's car, likely as answering to Meghan and Harry's instructions,
probably Harry's
responded
instructions.
Right, responded in a certain way to the photographer's presence. Like, unless the photographers were, like, literally, like, mighty ducks, ducks fly together, like, cornering them and getting them to get off at an exit that they're pleasing. It's not, like, road bullying is really hard. And unless they were just caught in short traffic and are just misreading the whole thing.
And also, maybe that happened. We don't know. And I mean, so here's where my big thing yesterday, while all of this was breaking, I was like, I don't understand why Meghan and Harry released this sort of over the top statement that everyone is disputing. Why did they release this statement? Why did they make this public? Like, celebrities,
because they are theater.
They are theater. Celebrities get followed by photographers all the time. I'm sure it's annoying. I'm sure it's a menace.
They want to move back to the UK if they didn't understand this, like, the fine print of America here.
I know. I've been saying this from the beginning. There, like, is
what a way off choice.
There are so many fewer laws protecting famous people from right. photographers here. Like, it's so okay. But I think I figured out why they released this statement. So okay. Here's the statement that came out yesterday morning, which the fact that it came out so early in the morning yesterday after the car chase didn't end until allegedly midnight the night before means, I mean, these two, they were up all night freaking out. Like, they definitely were freaking out. Like, I don't think.
I can hope is, like, this is an aphrodisiac for them. Like, I hope that they're like, at least we have each other, and then bang it out. Like, for them to be in a constant state of, like, victim panic is, like, yeah. it's so bad on the nervous system and the heart you know, like, damn.
This is what a lot of the, because I've read the books that are Harry and Meghan cheerleading, and I've read the books that are anti-Harry and Meghan that are allegedly very well sourced, like the Tom Bauer one. Like, Tom Bauer's kind of his read on them, and you don't have to believe this at all. You don't have to believe what he says,
or you don't have to agree with his opinion. But it is what he
says.
Yes,
is, and it, to me, it rings true. Harry is a pretty paranoid person, and Meghan inflames it, and they both inflame each other's kind of paranoia, and they've sort of got a trauma bond, which. It rings very true to me. And I understand why Harry is paranoid. I completely understand. It makes sense. But at the same time, I think the two of them don't really listen to good advice. Like, so part of the problem, we're getting all over the place. I still need to read the statement they released. But part of the issue was that they were staying with a friend in New York City instead of at a hotel. And the reason they didn't just go drive back to where they were staying is because they didn't want the paparazzi to find out where they're staying. Which is understandable. But also...
Okay, wait. So they did just... They drove to Binghamton? So where were they going? Where did they go?
They were driving aimlessly around all the blocks.
So that's why it was 2 hours, though. There's no there. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay. I'll let you read the statement, but a lot of this is, I have questions.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Here's the statement they put out in the morning. Last night, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex and Ms. Ragland were involved in a near catastrophic car chase at the hands of a ring of highly aggressive paparazzi.
And who?
Ms. Ragland, Doria, the mom, Meghan's mom.
Oh, the mom. Okay.
This is all from their spokesperson, by the way, which means it's all, every word of it has been approved by them.
Insane. Okay.
Relentless pursuit lasting over 2 hours resulted in multiple near collisions involving other drivers on the road, pedestrians, and two NYPD officers. While being a public figure comes with a level of interest from the public, it should never come at the cost of anyone's safety. Dissemination of these images, given the ways in which they were obtained, encourages a highly intrusive practice that is dangerous to all involved. So that was the statement yesterday morning. And the thing that a lot of people latched onto and made fun of is the use of things like near catastrophic. almost collision. And then later on, their PR was on TV and an interview said it could have been near fatal. And it's like, well, yeah, every time you get into a car in New York City, it could have been near fatal. So like them putting this statement
anytime
out,
you get into a car anywhere, like
right,
Earth is fatal.
Yeah, it was not a good idea to put out the statement, but I understand why they did, because the final sentence kind of explains that. They say dissemination of these images, given the ways in which they were obtained, encourages a highly intrusive practice that is dangerous to all involved. So before this statement came out, the Daily Mail and The Express, two British tabloids, ran the photos of them in the taxi. Okay.
I can't even. So I'm Googling them right now to try to see what the photos from this alleged catastrophic car chase. I don't see a single photo from.
Like, they've pretty much been wiped because.
Are they even anything? They're just them in a car.
It's them in a taxi. It's Fox News has it here. Let me send it to you. They have one.
Must see.
So the photos are really weird because Meghan's smiling. Harry is holding up his phone trying to film the paparazzi. And Doria she's just looking down into her lap. They're all in the back seat of the cab. And I mean, we've talked about this before many times. They don't have seatbelts on.
Because they're in a cab.
But like, they don't.
Why didn't they take a Lincoln Town Car with tinted windows like every other celebrity would?
I'll explain that. But like, we've talked before about how like it's really in poor taste to even talk about this, but I think it's important for people to know. Princess Diana, if she was wearing a seatbelt and if the driver wasn't drunk, there's a really good chance she would have survived that crash. That's what
drunk and speeding.
And speeding, exactly.
Meghan and Harry are doing two out of the three things that led to Diana's passing.
Basically, like speeding away from the paparazzi instead of just letting them get the photo and not wearing a seatbelt. It's like, you can tell that like Harry and William, based on what's in Spare, they kind of took all the wrong lessons from. And this is terrible. I shouldn't even say this, but it just seems like.
Well, I don't know. I don't think it's terrible. I actually think like their PSA to the press. Let me tell you, mommy and daddy are here to tell you what is and is not okay about this catastrophic car chase and what it can teach us. Like, I feel like that statement you just read is so didactic. It's so like, this should not be like, what is this fucking Congress? Like, you know, right. Like, I feel like if anything, what you're saying is, hey, Meghan and Harry, listen here. There is a zero tolerance policy for not wearing seatbelts, period.
And speeding on the FDR.
And speeding, period. Especially
speeding in New York City is completely insane. Like
completely insane. Also really hard. FDR, I drive on the FDR at least 3 times a week. It's for the most part, it's like not bumper to bumper, but it's a highly trafficked.
This was going on between 10 p.m. and midnight, to be fair.
Okay, so these are my prime hours, and 80 at that time is more not acceptable, but it's more, I could understand that. But at that, I don't know. It's just like, it all seems really, also how good were their pictures going to be in the middle of the night? It's pitch black.
Right. This is the thing. Like what?
This whole thing is just like weird to me.
My first thought was like, get in a blacked out car.
Right.
And let them take pictures of the blacked out car. Nobody's going to buy those photos. No one gives a shit. Also, all of the hotels in New York City are built to deal with celebrities who are trying to evade the paparazzi. Like
right.
There are plenty of places you could stay where you go in and out from a basement garage and it's much harder for them to figure out where you are. And also like this part sucks, but if you're this famous, if you're as famous as them, you kind of like the paparazzi are going to know pretty much where you are. Like they're going to be trying to figure it out. But at the same time, to be fair, there are credible threats against Harry and Meghan's lives. A lot of the time, like there are crazy people out there who are sending them death threats.
Yes.
So like,
and then it's like, you want to just be like, look, Samantha, I'm sorry. You are my sister. I accept you as we did hang out twice in my life. Not zero, twice. stop fucking sending me hate mail, sis.
Right, like, right. No, like, they're, but yeah, so
Megan and her, Megan's sister and father have been attacking them for years.
Like, I guess it's under, like, they could argue that when these when they feel they're being pursued, they don't know if it's someone who's just has a camera. It could be a real, real crazy person. You know what I mean? Like, it always could be that. So that is definitely a valid argument for why you wouldn't just pull over, let them take pictures of your blacked out car, and then go to your destination. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. But that's,
if that is true, then especially because they do not have official security from the palace, they should never, if they really don't want to be seen, they should never get into a car unless it's fully blacked out. And they should have a protocol. If and when we get popped, we are pulling over and giving them nothing to see until they get tired and leave. And you know what I mean? I can't believe that they really have, for two such, well, maybe not Harry, but for Meghan is, I would argue that Meghan's brainy, you know, and maybe Harry's not brainy, but he is, you know, what do I want to say about him? He's on a mission. You know,
yeah, he's on a mission.
He's devoted to his mission. He's determined. He's on a mission. You would think that of all the things that they sit around and talking about, this would be like priority number one, especially with like a trip coming up. I don't understand how this is their big problem. Other than that, they were like, I know, we'll do a callback to my mom's death and really fucking fuck their ratings. We'll become more popular again. That's to me all I can think. Right. And I did, and I predicted it. I said they're going to do something to try to upstage the coronation.
I know it does come across, because they released the statement immediately publicizing this. It comes across that they are trying to stage a Diana-like moment in order to get the royal family to pay attention to them and to get the world to pay attention to them. Because shortly after Omid Scobie, who we know from the court case, they've been in contact with, like, he says that he has intel that the royal family hasn't reached out to them at all. And it's like, well, why is that relevant? Why is that anyone's business?
Also,
like,
why would they?
Well, I mean, I guess it
they've
would
been
make
hella
sense.
Busy. They've been doing the coronation.
Well, you would think that your dad would call you and be like, hey, oh my God, are you okay? I heard about this. But also, why do we need to know that? Like, why is that part of this psychodrama that's playing out publicly? Like, why do we need to know how the royal family is dealing with this? Like, that makes it look even more like it's a really weird cry for help from Meghan and Harry.
It really does feel like cry for help vibes.
It does. But okay, why did they release the statement? They released the statement because the photos got published by the Daily Mail and the Express. And
it's just so stupid, though, because it's like, it's just photos of them in a car. It's like,
I know. But Harry, this is
like,
what
her,
I think,
her nipple's not showing. Like, what the fuck? Who cares? Right. We have tons of pictures of you. There are pictures of you. There's tons of pictures from the event you were at 5 minutes before. What the fucking difference does it make?
I think Harry's problem is that he does not want to give the paparazzi or the press an inch. And that is incompatible with public life. Like,
that's incompatible with the United States of America. You may want to go back to Frogmore while Andrew still refuses to move in.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he just, like, most celebrities,
the universe, like, is keeping this placeholder with Andrew's defiance.
Yeah.
Take the hint.
Two great examples of celebrities who understand that they have to deal with this are Kim Kardashian and Bethany Frankel. Mm-hmm. Like, they both will say, you know what? It's the most annoying, weird shit ever, having people follow you around and take your pictures. But it comes with the territory. They are both filthy rich because of the public interest in them. And so are Harry and Meghan. That is why they can afford the 16 bathroom mansion. And, like, I understand why Harry is like, absolutely not. There will not be photos of us when we don't want the photos to be taken. It makes complete sense that he
then, has but then drama don't in be the in, visible.
But yeah, you just can't have it both ways. You just simply cannot. Like, he's kind of like putting himself between a rock and a hard place of, I want this public career. I want to go on Jimmy Fallon. I want to have a best-selling book. I want to have a Netflix deal. I want to pick up fake awards at award shows with my wife. But, like, you cannot take a picture of me going to or from. It's like, it's not going to work. But
yeah,
so
but
that's
but
why.
Well, here's the thing, though. It will work if you get umbrellas that have the same shape as Cousin It's hair, and you get in and out of of tinted windowed cars in basements only, and you actually like, you actually just live your values. Like, that actually is doable. We haven't seen Jack Nicholson or Richard Simmons for 20 years. You can actually take the
time
to plan on concealing yourself.
You can, but Jack Nicholson, he was photographed like on a balcony a couple weeks ago in a
but that was the first time.
Yeah. Well, first time in a while. But yeah, yeah. I mean, they're not going to ever be able to be fully anonymous. Like, there's always going to be a market for photos of them. Always, always, always. So like, I just think either you can fight
either take
it,
all precautions, either take all precautions or stop fighting it. Like, it, like exactly. surrender.
Exactly. So, okay. Why
and
were they
by the choices you make? They chose to move here and they chose to take a cab.
They don't listen to, I don't think they listen to advice. I don't think they listen to people. Why were they in a cab? Let's go into that. Okay.
What the fuck?
Yeah. This is a timeline from Fox News. I'm going to go through the whole thing. Bright Lights, Big City. I didn't need to read that subhead.
Bright
sorry.
Lights, Big City.
Yeah. Why did they do that? That's
a stage
not even,
for us, Mall.
Yeah. It's not even SEO friendly. What a weird subhead. 5:30 p.m.
Someone was like, that's like, you know, real quick, you know, the writers like from like Omaha, Nebraska, and they've like literally like since they were in the eighth grade been like, someday I'll say, as if they made it up. Like, they've been waiting to use this cliche trope for finally. I'm talking about New York.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. 5:30. They get to the red carpet begins. 5:48. Gloria Steinem arrives. She's presenting Megan with the Woman of Vision Awards at Ms. Magazine Awards or something. The Ms. Foundation.
Put a pin in that, everybody. I will tell you about that's my old event. Keep going.
I know. Sarah, this is her stomping ground. 6 p.m. The awards begin. 6:52. So Megan and Harry skipped the real red carpet. This is how they completely shoot themselves in the foot at every juncture. Okay. Before this big chase story became the dominant narrative around them, the thing that everybody was talking about was the fact that they skipped the red carpet for, I guess, for privacy. And instead at 6:52 PM, an hour into the awards, they step out of a blacked out SUV and they head into a Hertz rental car location attached to the Ziegfeld ballroom. So they, instead of just being normal and going on the red carpet, all the photos of them arriving, they're at a Hertz rental car desk.
They're literally just drawing. First of all, that's hilarious. Because also, if anything, I could see Harry being like, "Would you show them that we're really, truly normal? Like, show us doing these plebeian things." But like, either way, right, they're actually drawing more attention to themselves by number one, not just being on the red carpet. Number two, I didn't even understand this fully, but I think what you're saying to me is that, because I'll tell you about my experience and why I was a little confused for a minute, but so she was the recipient of the award.
There were several. There were like four people getting the award.
But it's not, because like, for my recollection, I've gone three times to the Ms. Foundation mm-hmm. Awards. It's never been like, I've performed at two and just went to one, and like they aren't, it's not like a lot of the photos make it look like it's like the Oscars. It's not like it's a gala. They're not sitting in an audience. It's tables. People are eating. So like, not only for them, I was just shocked that Megan was so dressed up. Side note, but I will say this, like
she tends to overdress, especially when.
That's so funny, because I feel like in the monarchy she was like pantsuit only, so it's like okay now you overdressed. Back to Hollywood.
No, she overdressed a lot in the monarchy. She tends Leo. To kind of, yeah, she's a Leo. She kind of tends to dress in a way that stands out rather than fits the occasion, which I respect.
Dude, like, Leo Libra, I completely respect, and that is what she actually should be doing per her chart. But also, don't be mad at you when you get extra attention, girl. But what I'm trying to say is, like, if she was one of the few recipients during this actually extremely low-key gala, like, literally, I've been there.
Like, it's sort of a standard New York charity function.
Extremely. It's the why, if I was there, it's not that big of a deal. Let me be
right. Like, we've both been invited to these as right. Like, I have been as a member of the press, and you have been as talent. Like, they're not,
I've been as talent, and then as like Caroline's date. I went as Caroline's date 1 year just to watch. But like, either way, these are right. This is just it's about as if you played sports in high school, it's like three steps up from like the
varsity
end
banquet.
Of the year awards, the banquet. Yeah, it's like at a banquet hall like that, just the New York City version. That's what it is.
Well, her outfit said otherwise, which is why you have to hand it to her, because
And like, for the record, the red carpet isn't a red carpet. It's a, what is it? A stop and repeat? Is that what it's called?
Step and repeat.
It's a step and repeat. It is one, it is a one square step and repeat. And then you walk into a dining hall. Like like for them to make, if they just arrived on time and walked in, it would have taken 15 seconds.
Right.
For them but to like, have made this whole other, draw your attention here and then bring it back here. People are going, where is Megan? And what the fuck is going on? Now they're looking
for
her. Why
is she in a Hertz rent-a-car? Like what? Right. It looks so tacky and like low rent. It's like,
and
why
just
are
so
they
stupid too, of all the car dealership? Like, why don't you pick Avis? Hertz is like, you guys, like you're hitting us over the head with it. We know it hurts. You hurt. Yeah, it's like your victims.
Yeah, like they're trying to go through the side entrance to make themselves seem like almost a little more important and VIP. And it's like, no, the visual is horrific. Like you've ruined this beautiful dress you're wearing. Your mom is here. You all look so happy. Why is there a Hertz desk in the photo? Like, why? But anyway, okay. What happens?
It's really, truly wacky. Like now, because again, if this were an event, the fact that I've been to this event and I know recently, like I know this event, like the fact that this is the deal, like the level of big deal that they're making out of it is insane. And the fact that she is one of a few recipients, like I'm telling you, you saw that picture of me on the red carpet. It was like the lady from the news, Sashir Jamada, me. It's not a like red carpet. Everybody is just mingling there. People snap. It's what it is. Yeah. It's a gala. They should get pictures of you. It's a fundraising event.
Right. Literally, they should get pictures of you.
And that's what you're there for.
Yeah. To be fair, they did eventually do the step and repeat. They did do it with Doria and they all look great. But like, yeah, it's painless. Just kind of, it is a little bit of a indication of kind of where they are now is like, their big moments are these sort of made up charity galas. Like
literally.
These
and it's
sort
also
of
like, sorry, go ahead.
Just these sort of made up awards for like charity work that is not very clear to the general public. I'm sure it's great for fundraising. Like you said, having them there.
That's what
I'm
it
sure.
is. It's a fundraising event for the donors and for all the people that make Miss Magazine continue to be possible.
Yeah, like, or the Miss Foundation.
The Miss Foundation, I mean, yeah.
It's, yeah, like it's, they're, having them there is good for getting money, but like, it's just,
that's what it is. That's what it's for, though. Like, so if you're actually not, if you're making it about like, they're giving me this award and I just need to pop in and get it and get in and out real quick, you're actually like, it's like, that's not why they're giving it to you.
Right. It's not, they don't actually feel
they're giving
like
it to you so that they have you, your presence there.
You're a magnet for money. Like, right. So, okay. 10 p.m., alleged car chase. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle leave the event through an exit near the Hertz rental car location, of course. And
also, though, how stupid. We saw you. It's like way to leave your breadcrumbs, idiots. Like, what the fuck? Are you
just
guys,
use the front door. Like
the real news here, the big crash, like the catastrophe is that Meghan and Harry put this out there as though it is a catastrophe. And their level of catastrophizing this maybe annoying experience is red flags. What's going on? Intervention.
Right. It's troubling.
Troubling.
So, okay. They are escorted as they leave at 10 p.m. through Hertz, escorted by multiple security guards to a waiting black sports utility vehicle. As they left, they were followed by paparazzi, according to a spokesperson. Last night, the Dutch Duke and Judge, blah, 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 blah. Relentless pursuit lasting over 2 hours. What next? Okay, police intervened and assisting the couple's private security detail led them to a police station about 18 blocks from the ballroom, a law enforcement official told the Associated Press. Okay, next, the couple spent several minutes at the police station waiting for the situation to de-escalate. Once it was safe, they left in a taxi. The official, who was not authorized to speak publicly about the matter and did so on condition of anonymity, told the AP. So the cab driver, why did they get in a taxi? It seems like it was to make them harder to find because the taxi wouldn't have their license plate number. So like, but it was just a little bit of a harebrained scheme. Like, it'll be way easier for us to lose them if we are one of 50 cabs on the street.
That is so stupid. They are not New Yorkers. Holy shit.
Yeah. I
mean,
yeah.
Everything about this is just such poor planning. And I'm not a great planner, obviously. And I could have told you all, every step of the way, hey guys, you're actually shooting yourself in the foot and creating exact, this is why we make sure that we manage our thinking. Because if you literally spend all of your time, you know, Case and I always say, whatever you avoid, shmoo avoids. It's like, if you spend all of your time trying to avoid this a situation that you're afraid of, you're going to fucking create it.
Yeah. So the cab driver,
dumb.
The cab driver, Sukhcharn Singh, told the AP that he instantly recognized his passengers. They were following. So they just flagged down a cab. They were following us the whole time, he said of the paparazzi, though he said he wouldn't call it a chase. He was on 67th near an NYPD precinct when a security guard waved him down. Singh pulled the yellow taxi to the curb and in came Harry, Markle, and her mom. They had this look on their faces, he said. They were about to give their destination when a garbage truck blocked their path. Oh, God, this is so depressing for them.
No, all this sudden, is hilarious. Ugh. Like, oh, you idiots are just literally. Yeah, they are like moving and bending the energy around them with the gravity that they think they can in all the wrong ways.
It is like, it's a comedy of errors. It's sad.
It hurts.
It's painful. All of a sudden, paparazzi came out and started taking pictures. And then, let's see, back to the police precinct. Instead of going to their final destination, Singh says the royals told him to circle back to the precinct. They didn't say much, Singh said. They just asked my name. And then after that, Harry said thanks and have a good day. They paid $17, LOL, $17 to circle the block and left a generous tip.
That says it everything was, you need to know about New York, though, if you guys are wondering.
I know.
$17 to circle the block is it?
Okay, he said, it was pretty good, man. They gave me a 50. I mean, when I'm going around the block, that's more than enough. Good for them.
That is actually, maybe that was the point of all of this. They're like, even though we don't have an income and we don't have security, we still tip the little people because we are like the little people like you now, just better.
They don't think they're the little people at all.
That's why they went to Hertz.
The NYPD shared their account with Fox News Digital. There were numerous photographers that made their transport challenging, Julian Phillips, Deputy Commissioner of Public Information, said in a statement. The Duke and Duchess of Sussex arrived at their destination and there were no reported collisions, summonses, injuries, or arrests in regard. Cops can't write. Harry's mother, the late Princess Diana, died in a car crash, blah, 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 blah. Okay, so I think there are many other statements floating around from both their security, which is completely backing up what they said, because, I mean, they're on the payroll, so why wouldn't they?
If the driver of the car in the catastrophic car chase doesn't report back, not only that it was catastrophic, but that it wasn't a car chase. If their first response is, it was all right, then the danger is not imminent yet.
To be fair, he was only the driver for one prong of this multi-pronged 2-hour event. He only had them for a minute. And because they got into that, like, we don't know what the chase was like when they were in the black SUV, and we don't know how many people were following them. Like, we don't know. I think I read somewhere the NYPD is investigating this now, because this is where they messed up. That statement, they put out the statement because they don't want those photographers to make money on the pictures. They probably saw in the morning that the Daily Mail and the Express had ran the photos of them in the taxi. They were furious because these guys made money off of it, and they think it will encourage similar behavior in the future.
Nobody can see us in a taxi looking amazing.
But it does encourage that behavior.
Sure. It does encourage that behavior. You moved to the United States.
I know. I understand why they put the statement out, but the problem is the hyperbole and the way that they kind of implicated the NYPD. I mean, like, you're not gonna make the NYPD look bad and have them just be like, yeah, you're so right. Like, they're not New Yorkers. They're not from here.
No,
like,
one died. There's
there were no crashes.
Breonna Taylor's assailants were actually like innocent until proven guilty. To try to come after the police like they're not doing their job, when actually it might have also just been traffic as usual. The tri-state area is full of amphetamines and nut job hustlers. At 10 to 12 p.m. on the FDR, we got people like me. We got people coming home from comedy shows. We got people like, driving, leaving the city as fast as they can to get to the Hamptons. We've got, it's just like New Yorkers drive like psychos. Like, are you guys sure you weren't just in traffic?
Right. I mean, so, okay. What is the result now? We've got this hyperbolic statement that everyone is disputing and saying, and it just dovetails so perfectly with the South Park episode. You just,
oh no,
you couldn't make it up. And this is why, like, you have to feel bad for them because you're like, God. And then the imagery around it, the images of them in the Hertz rental car desk, the images of them in the cab smushed together, Googling, looking so weird, Megan smiling so weirdly, Harry filming the people, Doria looking down, just the worst imagery. Like, these, they just, God, they need to listen to someone. They need to listen to an advisor who's like, look, we are not getting an image of you two who are Duke and Duchess and you won't let us forget it at a Hertz rental desk or in the back of a cab.
These Hertz rental desk photos are, wait, I'm actually like triggered. Like,
it's painful.
This is the first time, and Hertz, I can't with Hertz. I can't. But like, I, and you know, like, I have been standing our spare and his missus the whole damn time. Right now, I'm feeling that this Hertz renter car stop is equivalent to Britney attacking the paparazzi car with an umbrella. These photos are, I can't explain. I'm actually like disgusted by these. The light, like, I'm like really upset right now. Like, until I saw these photos, I was having a more mild reaction. But like Molly, she's like, hi, Jeffrey behind the desk. We're here. And why? I'm sorry. I knew you. Why were they getting a car?
They weren't getting a car. They were trying to avoid the paparazzi at the main entrance to the event.
In the clear glass, fluorescent light, Hertz rental car. That is the, I feel like I'm being gaslit by them.
I know.
You know what I want to say? Okay. I have a theory that no one's going to say that I want to put out there for the sake of their coolness.
Okay.
You know, they are out of touch. They don't know about the private delivery services. They don't want to go into a dispensary. God forbid they called attention. I think they had a hookup. The dude works at Hertz and they were picking up some edibles or something. That's the only thing I can think of that would make sense. They had a drug hookup there and they.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Had to pause before the event. It's going to be boring. And they picked up some drugs. And they thought that it would make sense to say, we just want to avoid people seeing us. Instead of going into the private event that we were going to, we went to the fluorescently lit Hertz rental car that is a glass. Have you ever seen a rental car building in your life that wasn't floor to ceiling windows ever?
Right. This is the thing. I don't want to say they need new security.
It's so stupid. It's so fucking stupid.
Or they need new PR, or they need
new
whatever.
They were buying cocaine. They're buying cocaine. Because that's it.
She's joking.
I'm actually hypothesizing.
Yeah. I don't want to say they need new security or new PR because
both
the most entry level security or PR person would have advised them against this. Like, I just think they don't listen to advice. That's been what it seems like for years now. Like,
I would really like to do one life coaching session with them because I think they're just being asked the wrong questions. And like, they just really think that what they're doing is they just have a really different impression. I would love to know what the thinking behind this was, but like, it's like, yeah, I give Harry, Meghan, please. It's on the house. I know that you lost your income. Let me do one 90-minute conversation with the two of you. I know your charts. Like, we can incorporate that as well if you're interested. But like, I just have a few open-ended questions that may leave you walking away thinking just ever so slightly differently, that actually allows you to reach your goals, which is like to live a respectful life in privacy. It's actually possible. Every celebrity on earth lives in New York City. What the fuck are you guys creating? All of this fucking drama more. It's like, holy shit.
Yeah. Well, they don't want a life of privacy. That's the problem. That's
so then
like
that's the conversation that we need to have during coaching, guys. Like, why are you keep saying that you want privacy and then letting that be what you're upset about, when actually you're inviting all the intention you possibly can?
They want they want complete control over their image. And it's so sad how they're going about it in all the wrong ways. I mean,
beyond wrong, It's like, it's psychotic.
The images of them, like I said, at this Hertz rental desk and cramped in the back of a cab are what is going to live on. Like, the
why
imagery,
would they go to the most well-lit glass room place? And what were they just leaning on the desk? Just being like, hey, we're just killing time. Like, what?
Right, no, they just walked through it. But it's just like, these are not good images. And it kind
oh
of,
my God.
This whole saga also makes you realize just how good the palace PR was to Harry.
Uh-huh.
Like, we all loved him. Everyone loved him.
Oh, yeah.
There was not, I mean, he had a couple big scandals, Naked in Vegas and the friggin' Nazi costume, and they still were able to dress him up and burnish his image after
right.
that. But now he's walking himself directly into these moments of horrific PR, horrific imagery.
He's not even walking himself into. He's organizing.
Right. It's just, I mean, it's very sad. Like, they need to listen to their advisors. They need to listen to their advisors, because I'm sure that it was their idea. I'm not sure, but I think it was probably their idea to walk in through the Hertz rental desk.
Whose idea could it have possibly been, unless they were literally stopping to buy drugs? Like, it is right. so fucking random and dumb. Go into any of the not glass walled fluorescent lit yeah. places in all of New York City. The other thing too, it's like, if the whole thing is, if what you're saying is correct, which is that all they want is to protect their image or manage the narrative, within one block of the Ziegfeld Ballroom, we got the Essex House, we got the Plaza, we got the Baccarat Hotel. Why don't you guys lovingly walk hand in hand for one block and then go into your hotel,
right?
Stay in the room and fuck all night. You got the good drugs now. And then, and then get in a car in the basement tomorrow and fly the fuck home. Why the fan stay next door?
Yeah. You know, when I worked at the New York Observer, Obama would stay in Midtown a block away from our office. Like, and no one ever got a picture of him coming or going. What, why is it not, you know, it's just,
we're actually staying upstate with friends and we're going to drive there in a convertible. Don't tell anyone. It's like, okay.
Yeah. It just, like you said, it is really depressing just how much they bring the wrong energy. Somehow the wrong thing happens every time. So, okay. Your theory
is the only one that makes sense so far.
No, she's
the
joking
drugs,
about
the Hertz. No,
here's what you have to understand about royal fans. They don't have a sense of humor or irony.
Well, wait till I get my hands on them. You guys, now you're cool.
I know, like, random people will listen to this episode and be like, oh my God, I heard they were buying drugs at the Hertz. You know,
okay.
What I mean?
I want to say that is not a piece of news information. It's a piece of otherwise, I, from my perspective, cannot possibly imagine what reason they would have to do a walkthrough. Instead of doing the red carpet, they did the fluorescent Hertz.
Right, exactly. Okay. Your thing you said in the beginning, which a lot of people are saying, they're saying that they called these paparazzi. I don't think they did, because that guy who shot Meghan on her hike last week, he said that he didn't have a tip off. His job would be a lot easier if he did. Maybe he's lying, maybe not. But like, I don't think they tipped off these photographers, because I don't know. It's just, Why would they?
Can I clarify, though? I have something to clarify, though. That isn't my theory. I did not think they tipped off photographers.
I know. You were just saying it because they hired, other people said it.
No. I don't think that. No. I didn't think they tipped off photographers. I think they hired their new Hollywood friend stunt drivers to stage the whole thing.
No, that's completely insane.
It hurts is insane, too. Insane shit happens.
I think it's the simplest explanation, which is complete incompetence. And you know what I mean?
Right.
It's not anything sinister on either side. It's just literally it's the most believable thing in the world that photographers were following them to try to get a good shot.
It's their job.
Yeah. And it's the most believable thing in the world that they absolutely flipped the fuck out and made a series of terrible decisions. This is all they do. They don't make good decisions. Like they circled the block for 2 hours, got into a cab, which was just like a gift to the paparazzi, hand delivering to them a photo of the three of them smushed in the back of a cab. Like, it is not the image they want, especially right after the coronation. It's just disaster after disaster after disaster. There is no conspiracy here on either side. This is not the royal family trying to off him like they did Diana, because if they did, they wouldn't do a car crash again. They would pick something else.
No, and, but see, I think that's where, if anything, first of all, to me, drug theory is the only thing that makes sense. But otherwise, hiring people, the only reason it makes sense to me is because it would be like history repeating itself, like as the hat cliche. And that's why I'm like, oh, he must have called his stunt driver friends. That's the only thing I could think of.
There's no way. But I think that definitely the releasing of the statement was for sure a cry for help of history is repeating itself.
Yeah.
Like that was an absolute cry for help and cry for attention for sure. And the two of them, they need real assistance. Like, I don't know what.
No, I literally want to charge them. You know what, guys? $5K a week. I'll come live there, and let me just this is what I do. Let me heal the space. You guys,
I just think the whole thing the root cause is his inability to say, you know what, the paparazzi are gonna know where I am, and they're gonna take pictures of me, and I can't control it. I just think he needs to let Jesus take the wheel, and it will solve so many mental problems in his life. I think that is the root of all of this. I don't think it's Megan. I think maybe she's feeding into, because we saw in the documentary her feeding into it, when that scene where they're being allegedly chased by a scooter and she's like, where's the scooter? I saw it over there. It's like, what? Like, if my husband is ever freaked out about something, I'm not saying, yeah, you should be really worried. I'm giving
him
a pep talk. Oh my God, we're going to be fine, babe. Don't worry. It's okay. What's the worst case scenario? They take a picture of the back of the car. Oh no, whatever. Don't worry. No one's going to buy that. No one's going to publish it. This one person might know where we are, but guess what? We've got world-class security and we've got bottomless pockets thanks to your best-selling memoir and our Netflix deal. Like, we have protection. Yes, this sucks, but we're okay. And the NYPD is willing to help us. Our security guards are willing to help us. And instead, both of them are you can kind of understand why he's so 100% understand why he's so freaked out by it all.
Because he's traumatized.
He's traumatized, but no one's helping.
He's in
him.
A trauma. He's right. He's I feel like even planning to go to the Hertz, it's opposite of freeze response. It's like fight, but it's that's a PTSD. He's running away from people that aren't, they're going there because you're going there.
Logic.
In broad daylight aren't rental car places notorious for having the brightest, ugliest lighting in the world? Isn't that a known fact?
It's just, you're right. It is from a trauma response, and there's no logic happening. There's no real we're going to an awards gala where they're going to take pictures of us, so who gives a fuck if they get one of us on the sidewalk? We have to outsmart them. They just want to keep every crumb to themselves of their public image and how it makes money, which I completely understand. It must be so annoying knowing that people can make money off of unauthorized photos of you, but you
then
have got to get over it.
Go to the basement.
Move to North Korea if you don't like it.
Right. why the like, fuck are you here? This is the first time where I've ever really fully understood how completely insane this is. Like, you're telling me that in the United Kingdom, no one can make money off of a shot of them in public?
Basically, functionally, yes. If they are followed and by a photographer, any outlet, any news outlet in the UK that publishes that photo of them being followed in the UK is going to be subject to disciplinary action from the like press regulation board, which we do not have here. We do not in the US have a press regulation board. We have freedom of the press. Like, you can't go in someone's bathroom and hide and take a picture because that's a private place that's legally protected.
The SVU episode.
But if you are in public, people can take your picture and they could do whatever they want with it. And you don't get money from that. It's just the way it is. But anyway,
I literally feel like this is the end of, or like this is the beginning of the third act of The Wizard. It's like, follow the FDR, follow the FDR, follow, 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 get in the Hertz rental car. And then they're like, literally, there's no place like home. I'm clicking my Azuria bow heels, claiming that they were Aquazura. Mine first, Aquazura, and we're going back to the UK. They found out the hard way that what they want is what they had all along.
I know. All they had to do to win the coronation PR battle was nothing.
Was nothing.
Nothing.
No, this is the first time they have. I'm shaken to my core.
Like, she already won by everyone wearing her shoes. It was hilarious and amazing. It was a poetic justice moment.
The last thing we said about it was like Megan without being there came out on top. I literally did a go Leo chant. And now I'm like, Leo, what?
I know. Well, that's why you can tell that she's not, no pun intended, in the driver's seat of these boneheaded moves. Because Megan gets it. She muscled her way onto red carpets that, based on her talent level, she had no business being on.
But I don't know. But she's pushy enough that if Harry's laying out the master plan, where instead of making it really hard to take photos of it, we're going to make it really, really easy and then complain about it. You would think that she would say, look, babe, I hear you completely. Because I love you and hear you, I'm going to, like, here's what we should do. Like, she... It's one thing to go along with someone. Yes, you are a victim. Yes, you are traumatized. To be like, yeah, let's go become sitting ducks, babe. But supportive.
Their relationship is built on a trauma bond of him thinking she's Princess Diana 2.0 and he has to save her.
Or he has to put her in a catastrophic accident to show everyone how important she is and care about her, save her because you didn't save my mother. And he's like using her.
That's what's so kind of disturbing about this is like, the way that
it wasn't a catastrophic car chase.
It wasn't. And it's what's disturbing is the way that like a series of his or their decisions is what led to all of the bad moments of the past 488 hours for them. Like the bad Hertz rental car things, that was them. The getting into a taxi and having those heinous photos, that was them. Like that was their choice. They just like, it's
they literally set up the photo shoots for the paparazzi. Like, it's so listen,
royal it's Freudian. Fans,
it's Freudian. It's Freudian royal fans. I am not saying that it has been reported anywhere that Harry was buying drugs at the Hertz. I'm saying as a cool person who generally can figure out how to get what I want and avoid things that, you know, like successfully, you know, in and out of places, you know, not that people are photographing me, but other things, you know, if I can get out of a Walmart with stuff, Harry and Meghan, okay, it's like, it has to be they were buying drugs. It's so stupid.
I think you're saying it would be better if they were buying drugs than
it's the only way I could see it making sense to anyone. It's so nonsensical to go but to a tragic car. It's so stupid.
Yeah, they weren't buying drugs. It's funny to think that would be the better, that literally would be better
optics.
It is.
It would be the better. It would be, or not even optics. The only thing that I can't understand how Doria, you didn't say, you guys, it's pretty well lit and the walls are glass. Like, I'm just so confused.
Doria is a bit of a cipher. She's like very Queen Elizabeth II-esque in that you never know what she's actually thinking. And like, I think she probably, I don't think anyone can stand up to them. I don't think anyone can be like, you guys, this is a dumb move. I think, but Megan has to go along with his hero fantasies, because if they like, and this is just me speculating on a human psychology and relationship level, like if that falls apart, the whole house of cards of the whole relationship falls apart, because like it's been that way since the beginning. Like she was out smiling at the paparazzi, waving and wearing a necklace that said H on it, while he was releasing a statement to the press that said, "You better back off and stop photographing my girlfriend." Like they've had a cognitive dissonance in their relationship the entire time, because he's a Leo, like you said. And he's got this crazy trauma response.
Well, he's like doing exactly what his family did to her too, actually, which is not to see her for all of the value that she brings.
She's beautiful. She looks great. Let her get her picture taken. Let her smile.
For a life where she would plan on, if successful, being chased by the paparazzi. The best case scenario for Megan before she met you, Harry, is this.
Right.
But better believe this is her fantasy.
She's now stuck in this position of having to be like, and I'm sure she's I'm sure they're both genuinely worried for their safety a lot of the time. But like,
how could you be? That's like being like, I'm really worried for my safety. So like, let's just speed and not wear seatbelts. It's like, no, you're not. Like, that's why I want to coach them. I want to be like, hey, what you're saying is the opposite of what you're doing.
Right. Exactly. The seatbelt thing is just completely
insane.
Crazy.
How like, dare you be worried for your safety?
Right. And you don't have a seatbelt on.
You don't have a seatbelt on after your mom died in a car crash.
Your mom died from speeding and not wearing a seatbelt. Like
a catastrophic car crash.
Yeah. It's Freudian. It's like the way that he is, I'm sure subconsciously putting himself back in that position, like without even realizing it. And no one will tell him the truth that like, dude, it was like, yes, the paparazzi, if they weren't there, that guy probably wouldn't have been speeding. But like he was speeding, he was wasted, and they weren't wearing seatbelts. Like it was a big mess of things that all came together.
Right. And the paparazzi aren't solely responsible. And I think that is actually what you're getting at, which is that Meghan and Harry seem to be a little bit too comfortable taking zero responsibility for anything.
Right. Exactly. So, okay.
I just have one question though, real quick.
Okay.
Do you still have your Harry voice, like on hand?
My Harry voice? You mean this one?
Yeah. So because we're doing a little bit of human psychoanalysis right now, just a little bit of therapy real quick. Would you mind just doing an act out for me? Because I want to understand fully what you're saying. Like I'm going to play the part of Doria. Can you play the part of Harry? Okay. So can you tell me the plan? Like, okay, here's the plan. We're going to go to Hertz and let's just see how this plays out.
Okay. Darling, mummy. Do you think he calls Doria mummy?
I've always wanted to just call someone else. No, I guess.
I think he calls her Doria. Doria, Megan, I was thinking instead of walking into the event tonight where we'll be photographed, we should walk in the side entrance. There's a Hertz rental car desk with a driveway. On the left of it, we can pull in our blacked out SUV, walk through the Hertz rental car desk, and then Bob's your uncle. We'll get into the event and sit at our table. No one will be the wiser.
But Harry, don't you think people will see us walking through the fluorescently lit glass-walled Hertz rental car center?
It doesn't matter. It's the principle of it. We can't go through the front door because they'll think we're asking for it. If we walk through the Hertz rental car, at least we tried.
But Harry, the paparazzi could be hiding behind any mailbox, any phone booth, any Hertz rental, even, gosh darn it, I bet you the Hertz rental car attendant has an iPhone. It seems like we're putting ourselves literally into the line of cameras. I feel like maybe we should just go through the basement or, you know, the front door where there are cameras and a step and repeat that we'll have to do either way.
There is no basement. I've checked. And they won't change the venue.
we and then we got Megan. Megan, like, Mom, Harry's been here before.
Yeah, like, yeah. Megan
checked
is,
as
like,
if he checked. If he said he checked, he checked.
Yeah. All we can do is try as hard as we can not to give them an inch of extra photographs of us walking through the front door, because then we've given in.
That's what it is. He thinks if they walk through the front door, it looks like they're signing up for the paparazzi. And
I need to really talk to him.
I know.
That is one of the hands down, like, and I get what you're saying, right? And I think actually you said it on the other episode and it clicked for me where I'm like, oh, that's actually, that is the, when you're talking about this, like the disconnect in their marriage, you're so exactly right. It's that he was saying to her, don't wave and smile. They'll think you're asking for it. Like they'll think you like it. And it's basically like telling your daughter, like, don't wear a short skirt or else, you know what I mean?
Yeah. He's it's treating unwinnable. It like,
right. But he's under the impression that when you, let's just say, but I don't think it's even figurative, like walk through the front door an event, in his mind, like to me, a celebrity smiling and making nice, if they walked one block to the plaza and then the news reports were they lovingly walked hand in hand to the plaza and then went to their expensive ass room and overlooked Central Park and then they left, it would be pretty good optics so far. But instead they did his plan. It makes no fucking sense. It's complete. Maybe they're on amphetamines. I mean, I just don't know. Like, it's so much extra, extra, extra. But I think you're right though. He has a very, very trauma informed belief that if you go along with like what is in every way that you are like white flag, like you're giving up. Like
that's
he's
it.
Just, and it is completely delusional. And I would really Harry, they call me the Virgo whisperer. Come to me, baby. We'll just tweak your thinking a slight tiny bit and you might actually really love your public image after all. You both look awesome. Cool on purpose. It's okay. And or we really think that you should give Tyler his home back and go to the place where legally you are protected, which happens to be your home. Auntie Monarchy, Uncle Monarchy, I'm home. I messed up. I appreciate you.
Yeah.
Like the wicked witch of the media, the wicked witch of the United States is where you move, dumbass.
Yeah. I really like that you brought up the don't wear a short skirt thing. I think it's a perfect analogy because that game is also unwinnable. It doesn't matter what you wear. If you're a woman, like men are going to sexually harass and victimize you. It doesn't matter if you smile, scowl, whatever. If you're a public figure, the paparazzi are going to follow you and shoot photos of you. So you just kind of have to figure out how you're going to live with it. They refuse to do that. And instead, like, he's trying so hard, yes, in a trauma-informed way, to get control of this beast that's uncontrollable. Like, because Harry,
he's fighting the wrong. It's a real transference.
Yeah, you would have to be Kim Jong-il to control the paparazzi in the manner that you want to control them. It's not going to happen.
It's not even he's talking about an entire industry.
Yeah.
That's like moving somewhere and going like, and from now on, now that I ex royal from a different country he's in town, now that Sheriff Harry is here, we're also going to stop using plastics. It's like, all right, we'll take it on little by little every day for sure. But like, you can't, like, what? Like, you can't, all of our cars moving forward. Okay, you could invest in Elon. You could work on energy, whatever. But you can't stop people from using gas today. It's like, I'm trying to think of a better example of, like, an industry. But, like, it's a whole industry. Like, those people are, in the United States, doing their jobs. It is legal.
It's also enshrined in the Constitution. Freedom
and
of
in
the,
our culture, we yeah. love it.
Freedom of the press is in the Bill of Rights.
Right.
Like, you can't just be like, there's not going to be a law. Like, in California, there's a law that they can't publish minors' faces. It will never go any. I'm shocked that that was even constitutional.
Yeah, that's like, actually, I'm like, wow, how impressive.
Right. Like, that is really impressive, and it will never become more regulated than that. Like, that's it. That's the best you can hope for in the US. You are not going to be able to punish people for publishing photos of you in public. It's not going to happen. But anyway, okay. Let me just read.
Not only is it not going to happen, you must expect that it's going to happen,
right,
if you want to have a nice day any yeah. day for the rest of your life.
For your sanity, you have
for
to
yours, for your joy.
Like,
and also to
like...
set your children up for the future, to raise your children in some delusional. Mm. You might as well be a Christian fundamentalist and go, I would never send my kid to public school. They're going to learn about other religions. It's like, that's a, again, bad analogy, but it's like, if you want your kids to live a free life in the United States, then you need to actually live in reality here. Does that make sense? Acting like that's some, like, that's the mission that they're on is making their kids' lives like guaranteed mega hostility for these kids moving forward who just think they're victims from birth.
Right. And Megan is
insane.
Megan is in this really difficult position of being a Leo who has to tamp down her love of the spotlight, and she's not going to be allowed to even transfer that to her kids. She's going to have to pretend that they are completely under siege at all times. Like, I just think, oh man, it's like they're so perfectly matched in this sort of trauma bond way, and then they're so mismatched in the bigger scheme of things. Like, if they ever if he does the internal work, like if they ever really kind of like do the work and stop missing the forest for the trees or whatever the expression is, and they kind of see reality together, I think that's going to be like the end of the line for these two, you know, like
he, I can't get yes, 1,000,000%. And to me, the real, what I'm really stuck on is how incredibly sad and human, and it's an important lesson for us all, because how easy it is to just not see yourself or to be in the storm. He is doing exactly, it's the press and the UK and the media were not the problem. It's the insulation of being raised in the royal grounds with the royal family, thinking that not only is that reality, but that you understand the world in some higher level way. When And he was so like, you're not treating Meghan well. This is racist. This is this. This is that. He's doing exactly what they did, which is to really miss like all of her value.
Yeah.
He's doing the exact same thing, which is that he's ignoring all of the obvious good things and can only try to manage what ultimately is unmanageable. It's like, you're never going to not be the spare hair. Like, and you know what? Charlotte and Louis are too. You want to bum them out now? Everyone that you were sitting with at the coronation was too. It's just, if you want to if you want to do anything, take on the monarchy and say, hey, I think that the heir and the spare should compete American gladiator style for who actually gets to be king. You know what I mean? It's like, if you want to take on some issue, but like ultimately, like it's just really like, I can't believe he's doing exactly what they did. She should have been on that balcony for their sake. She should be waving to the paparazzi and smiling for his sake and for his children's sake. And instead, he's having them walk through the fluorescent glass house of the hurts, and it simply hurts.
Yeah, it's bad imagery. Look at the imagery from the coronation and compare it to the imagery of these two over the last 48 hours. It is painful. It hurts. Those photos of them in the back of the cab are just how have the mighty fallen. And it's I hope that he gets the memo.
But the whole metaphor is everything. You left the UK, you got out of the tinted black SUV, and then you just created it literally is like a 7-year-old throwing a tantrum. It is just a blind cry for help. And this coronation must have just triggered the shit out of him low-key. And you know, or something. And I think I said this though. I said they're going to try to upstage the coronation, and they have, and man, they're just so stupid because they, yeah, pull out when Succession should end this season because it's so very on top. Leave while the party's good. Like, don't, yeah. You know, like, what are you guys doing? Just creating the, because what they're doing is literally just, that's how manifestation works. They are literally creating their inner world in their outer world. And in trying to quote unquote live privately, they're showing us everything about all of their confused withins. And it's just, it hurts is the perfect rental car center. At least we have that.
Because it hurts. Think about what Harry calls the monarchy a gilded cage. Meghan's in a gilded cage for a Leo.
Bro, the Hertz is a gilded cage.
Yes, like a bright yellow gilded cage.
Literally. She worked, the sign, that's the logo.
I know. She worked so hard to become an internationally recognized public figure. And yeah. He literally will not let her bask in the glow of it. He will not let her.
Only the fluorescent lights.
Because he is so, like, he needs to unclench. He needs to let Jesus take the wheel. He needs to let go and let God.
Yeah, man.
I don't know.
He's just all the way off. Like, it's okay. So the conversation with Doria and Meghan. So then Doria says to Meghan, I think if there's any place that you were going to get photographed by paparazzi, it would be literally this random Hertz that they've all followed us to that's now glass and fluorescent. And I know, Mom, but Harry knows how this works. Like, is this just like the stupids? Like, I just don't, like, it's just really hard for me to buy unless they were like, I'm going to swipe my hand over the counter and get the Molly. And then we're going to go to the Miss Foundation Awards. And then we're going to fuck like we're on Planet Xan later.
I just think she's painted herself into a corner, and I think he's got a temper and he probably doesn't react well to having people tell him, no, this is wrong. He's obsessed with saving the princess. Like, this is his life's work, is save the princess.
Yeah. So, and as a result, he ends up in what he feels, and only he feels, is an epic fail of a catastrophic almost car crash.
Right. And like, everybody else is kind of like, oh my God, we're fine. Like, we're okay.
No, he needs to do a journal. No, and if you guys come to the moon, you'll later. And Molly, like, I have prepared something for you specifically. And actually, I was going to ask you to organize it so that we could do it the moon, but I could also do it without you and just show you. But like, all of this drop, the new moon is on. Remember months ago when we started the eclipse series about the royals? Again, at our very first thin-lipped eclipse season royal presentation.
Yes.
We were talking about all that. And I said, wow, they all have, at the beginning of this eclipse cycle, I said, all of the royals that I'm looking at, when I look at their charts, including Diana, have very significant placements, either directly conjunct or exactly opposite fixed star Algol, which is the cutoff head of Medusa. And it's in the Perseus constellation. I have tons of information about it. Enormous folklore. But ultimately, it is about kingdom and power and savagery and fear and protection. And it's all the things that the Medusa mythology in all of the different myths. And the dark feminine. And off with his head. And I mean, I have notes. I was taking them all last night while I was talking balls. Hi. But like, I don't know how to say that, but like, I got really into it. And even now I'm looking at their composite chart. It's insane. Not to mention Taylor Swift's new boyfriend. His moon is there.
We have need to do a whole new one about them too. We have to do
but
that.
It's also like, this new moon is the first lunation after this eclipse cycle in Taurus. So this is a new Taurus beginning, sun and moon. But it's conjunct Algol with your famous Uranus.
That's crazy. So that's all going to be
crazy.
At the
moon. And Mercury in Taurus just went direct. And today, Jupiter just moved into Taurus. So
how can people go to the moon, you all?
You can. I will put one in the I'll put the link in the show notes. You can join the Patreon and post it there too. Or you can go to at the Moonual on Instagram, and you could just click the link in the bio, and that is right there. The link's right there.
Okay, cool. So that's at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time tonight on Zoom. Everyone can access it via Zoom. Everyone can access it.
And we're going to talk about, and I'm going to show you all of the people that are in the news. Also, remember, it's where Amber and Johnny's the same thing. This Amber and Johnny's Venus was there. Prince William's Venus is there. Princess Diana's Venus is there. The Queen's son is there. Charles's son is exactly opposite. His moon is in Taurus. I mean, it's insane.
Wow. I can't wait to see.
Off with their heads. King Medusa degree is, and we said the monarchy is, I didn't even know that this was, you can't do astrology that much in advance. So when we started talking about it, I just thought it was interesting that these eclipses, when we started talking about them, happened to start under this big thing. I thought the monarchy is going to feel it in some way. And it's like, oh, now this is the end of that cycle. There's a now, this is the first seed planting, intention setting moment. Like, we're all now coming up out of the rubble and going, okay, now what do I know I value? What do I know I want? How much money do I actually want? What is luxury to me? What makes me feel? It's like this moon is going to be great, but it's an absolute, there could be shocking effects of this new moon because Uranus is there with the sun and the moon and Mercury and Jupiter and on this major degree that represents a swift change in power, oftentimes violent. So I'm really curious. No, nothing to be scared of. We're on the right side of history for sure. But it is an interesting. And also, I think for women in many ways, it's really about actually rewriting the Medusa story and actually, because the really fucked, well, I won't get into it. The mythology is fascinating because, again, like, she's a very Lilith dark feminine character. All of the mythology and whatever you like Google about it or read about it is going to be like,
who?
Medusa.
Oh.
Is another Lillian dark feminine archetype. And it's interesting because in this constellation, the thick star, it's known as the demon star. It's such a man thing, but it's in the constellation, the Perseus constellation, in the Taurus constellation. And it's Perseus is holding the head of Medusa because he finally cut off that bitch's head. And then what they, you know, they oftentimes don't tell you is he carried it around with him like it was his handbag. As protection, it was so her head. Even after
that's what Harry's doing with all his lawsuits right now.
Yeah, yeah, kind of. Yeah, like he's basically walking around holding this thing that he's been saying was the villain out to get him, but now it's like actually this is like what I have. Right? It's like sitting in the trauma you created, and then somehow thinking that it's going to protect you when you actually are the unsafe thing yourself.
Whoa, that is insane. That's another thing. He's in a legal battle right now to have his international protected person status restored. And it's really hard not to think that this is also a stunt to make them more sympathetic to him so that he doesn't pay out of pocket for security anymore. It's just all
thoughts. I mean, Molly, I hate to even bring this up because, like, you know, I love Harry. Like, I just want to say, I love Harry. But
we want better for him than this.
Yeah, big time. I mean, first of all, Harry's moon, north node, and Ceres, the Demeter, the mother looking for her lost child asteroid, are on Algol on this new moon. But also, what? Oh my God, what was I about to say? I just had a really good thought. Wait, about what did you just say? Another thing that just strikes me as. And we know that there are no coincidences, but it's not even as a coincidence that he's in a lawsuit trying to get protected person status. What a convenient news hit.
Right.
About how unprotected and in danger, sought after to hurt he is. It's like, literally this looks like an inside hit. This is literally Mrs. Lebowski did the whole thing.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, well, I think that's a great place to end it on. I'm sorry we didn't have much time to do more astrology, but I gotta go. join the Patreon, patreon.com/spacetrashpodcast. We want to hear your thoughts on this. I'm dying to know what everybody thinks about this story. It's wild.
What's going on? What's going on?
And there's so many other things happening. I'm going to be done with my marathon of travel next week. So we're going to be able to catch up on Kim Kardashian and Tom Brady,
yeah.
Taylor Swift and Matt Healy.
Yep.
We need a Swiftie to help guide us in that conversation because we both hate her. So
we don't hate her. We just hate her dancing.
Yeah.
And personality.
Yeah. We don't hate her. We grudgingly respect her. But yeah, right. We need someone to sort of guide us. So yeah, that's everything.
And we will be back to talk shit with glee about Molly's review of Funny Girl
with Leah Michelle.
Oh,
that is Patreon only.
We might have to do that tomorrow, though, only because I'm chomping. I'm dying for the time.
I know, but I only have 2 more days of travel.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You enjoy the beach. Enjoy gurneys. But if we see you later, cool. If not, no worries. Otherwise, thank you guys so much for listening. Join the Patreon. Leave a 5-star review. Come to the moon. You will donate if you can. Get a reading. Listen to the Junior Misses and their new podcast. Oh, yeah. Meet the Junior Misses and join the Patreon, patreon.com/spacetrashpodcast.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles of the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash, but the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.